So that was a race on Chaim. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, race on Chaim Siv Gimel, that a person ain't nice and keli with Shabbos tachas hanei. A person mustn't put a keli under a nail on Shabbos. He mustn't put a utensil under a leaking nail on Shabbos to cover the shabbos hanei to. In order to receive the oil that's dripping out. Nation battle keli mechon. That's called battle of keli mechon. So we said the Mishnah Berurah says what's pshat. Mishnah Berurah says the reason in matam. Shehoya muchar mitchel tatler. Originally you could move it. Va'achshav oyster the tiltul. Now you can't move this keli because it's got oil inside. Machmas has shemen. Shebatoich shu muksa machmas isa. This oil is muksa. Kamoi shkos the reina. Chom ostu the battle keli mechon. Mishnah Berurah making the soisa keli. But the chiddush got in like soisa. It's like you demolished the keli. The keli could be used to move around, and now you stopped it being used. It's like soisa. And the bi'alocha he brings over here, he brings this thing, relation to soisa keli. That's in the Rambam. The Rambam writes his reason. Over Rashi, apparently, shehichshech, in nation, kubele, mokum, chabra, katit, v'domin, amlocha. He learns it's like boina. It's like you made the keli stay where it is, and therefore that, in a way, is doing it to boina, that's the problem. So, don't mean to put it on soisa, therefore you mustn't put a keli in a place where it's going to accept something in language as muksa. That's what we said yesterday.
Can it be mufkid?
No. It's not your keli, it doesn't make a difference, but you've made it now not be moved. It doesn't make a difference if it's your keli or not. Now, my thing, you've made the keli not be able to be moved on Shabbos is a problem. So that's what we said, under oil. So we said, this would apply to, what do you call it, oil, not oil, an air conditioning unit, where the water that comes out of it, the water that comes out is muksa, it's noilat, it's a new creation, and therefore the water that comes out of Shabbos is a problem, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos for the time being, because it's a problem. We said, on a radiator system, that could be different, because the water that comes out of the radiator, depending on what the system is, if the water is usable, so you can wash your hands in it, so then the water's not muksa inside there. If it's not muksa, it's not called vatakeli mechon, because you can move the keli, or you can use the keli as it is. Yeah, you understand? It's only a problem if what goes into the keli is muksa, now you can't move the keli. If what goes into the keli is not muksa, so you can move it, what's the problem?
Well, it's noilat.
So that egg dish is noilat, so therefore, even if it's nice fresh water, you can drink it, while it's pure, but that is a problem that you can't use on Shabbos. It's a new creation. That's what we said. Okay, we're going to see the mice. Someone asked yesterday, was this true? The mice got a big leak, for example. I mean, you're going to cause a big hefty. Is there any hatering for this? Okay, we'll come to this for a minute. Yeah, that was what we said about. That's how we started yesterday. There is a big chiddush in Hilson. The Wal Keli Meichonai, and that is now Wal Keli Meichonai means it goes in the keli, and it's going to usher it. It's going to stop the keli being moved. Lamosh, let's say for example. I've got chickens in my garden. Can I put a bucket in my garden and my chickens walk on the bucket? Now, a chicken is muksa, yeah? Is there a problem to let my chickens walk on that bucket?
You're not
putting it under the chicken. No, but I know they're walking on it. So
once
they
separate, it becomes
muksa. Oh, so there's a special chiddush. Anytime where I can get rid of the muksa, I can manar it, shake it off without it staying on there for a time, there's no problem. So in the chickens, if I go bang like that, the chickens will fly off. That doesn't last the keli. So in a case of where I don't mind shaking off the item straight away, then even if something falls into it, which is muksa, but I don't mind it if I kick the bucket or I kick the thing and I move it out straight away, that never gives the keli a chance to become muksa. That's muksa.
I can't kick the one with the oil in it.
Oh, so the thing is, oil, you must realize normally if you've got carpet on your floor, you don't want to kick the oil out. If you've got a floor, which is, you don't want to get oil spilled on the floor, yeah, so you don't want to do that. And the Mishnah Berurah might speak to this case actually over here. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah says, it speaks about Mamish's case of where you've got a nesh or shavo. Also, he said, the Machaber says you mustn't put, it's a nesh of shemen, you mustn't put, yeah, if it's oil, If it's oil in the keli, then you must have put a keli underneath it, because if it comes in the oil, that makes it muxer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and the muxer lost is tachas neshal shabu shochel. I'm not sure what it means here. To put under a wax candle, that you are allowed to do. Sheikh, if he's worried that it might fall on the table, and you're allowed to put a keli there, in time the kinnan, the eshel nami yad ha ismat keli, you could shake it out straight away from the container. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not sure if the candle is burning. I'm not sure what it means exactly. I don't know what it means. It looks like you could shake the candle straight out. So that's always the rule. If you can shake the thing right out, there's no problem of bittul keli me'acholi. I'm not sure his case or the candle, what that means. And practically speaking,
he's worried what the wax is dripping or the candle should fall.
The candle's falling. The candle's tilting.
The candle falls in, it goes off.
Oh, so probably go out when it goes. So that's the case, probably. Probably go out. Let's say the candle's. Someone's got a candle in his house. Let's say not because the bottom was no shadow, yeah? Let's say someone's got a candle in his house and it's tilting. So he's worried it might fall onto the floor. So he wants to put a metal bucket underneath there, yeah? Is he allowed to do that? The answer is yes. Because, like you say, probably if it falls down, the flame will go out. And then if it falls in, you can kick the candle straight out. You don't mind doing that. So therefore, it's not called the bottom kingdom in Honey.
You don't have to kick it.
No, I'm actually don't have to cut it out, yeah. I'm actually don't have to do that. As long as you could. As long as you cook it out, that's already enough of a heter. So that's a big kiddush in Hilchos Mamal Kei Mechon, that if you could get rid of the item, then there's no problem on Mamal Kei Mechon. That's the number one eter. So if you've got water in, let's say you've got a little bit of water, that's one thing. Then let me just bring a shower. What about if you don't mind it going in for a short time, but you'll empty out afterwards?
After Shabbos?
No, there is no Shabbos. Now, that's a good example. Let's say you got water from your air conditioning that falls in. So you're going to wait till it falls in, it'll accumulate a bit, then you don't mind emptying into another bowl. That water, you don't mind if you empty into another bowl.
But you can't.
How can you do it? How can you empty it?
With your hands, you know, with your leg. Just you kick with your leg into something else.
But you said that water is anyway, it's water.
But you're moving the, but you're not. The question is, are you answering the keli? Can that keli become water on Shabbos? Could you empty that water out? So you could do it with a shimmy.
With oil as well?
Oil as well, sorry, yeah, maybe, possibly. If you've got, like, it's a bit more tricky.
If you've got another.
Yeah. So that's a big machlokes. If it's wanted there.
Even
what? Yeah, but you keep going round and round. So you're never going to ask for keli for a long time. That's a chiddush. That's a machlokes apostium. Whether that's allowed. That means if it goes in for a certain amount of time, it's got, oil is much worse, because most times oil you don't want to move around, it's very hard, especially to indirectly. Oil will spill on the carpet, you're going to make a mess. So oil pastures normally, you don't want to transfer it to another keli. You leave it in this keli. But wash, let's say water, it's not in the world, you've got a bit of water, your air conditioning unit's leaking, you've got a bit of water coming out, and it goes into this container. So after a bit of time, I'm into another container. That is a big machlokes apostle, well, that's called machlokes lechon, just for a short time. The Mishnah Berurah is machlokes. Which Bura says, even if it's for a short time, you shouldn't do it. However, but Mokum Hefsid, you're allowed to be lenient. So someone asked yesterday, what happens if someone's got a leak in his pipes or whatever, and it's going to cause a loss on what you call it. So then there's a straw to say that you can put it in for a short time to one keli, you could transfer it to another keli, but Mokum Hefsid maybe could be lenient there. Yeah? That's 8 to 1. 8 to number 2 is much more simple.
Instead of the keli, you can pick down the toilet.
You have to move it. How do you remove it?
I can't do it by hand.
It's out of moxa. It's what I told you, moxa. You have to do it with a shoe.
Yeah, God can do it.
What?
Yeah, God can do it.
I don't know. Maybe. A far simpler eitzah in this thing of Matkei Lechonai is, a very interesting posher eitzah, is you put in the bowl, before you put the moxa in, a dobber heter. Eat what?
Your wife's ring.
Yeah, good for that. You put something in the bowl, the moshla, tin of tuna. So tell you're not going to get removed by the water. So you've got to wash your leaking radiator pipe or your leaking air conditioner pipe. And it's coming out. And the mice, the water's not usable. So you can't put a bucket under, there's going to be a problem. What you could do is take an empty bucket, put a tin of tuna in that empty bucket, and then transfer that bucket under the leak. That's much better.
Even the air conditioner?
Yeah.
Even though it's
No, that, but the mice, you're not asking the keli, because the keli's got something worth more in there than the water, the moxa. So you haven't asked the keli. You know what's happening?
Yeah, maybe.
That's that. If you put something in the keli which is worth more than a moxa item, you counteract the moxa. That's what Mishmur says, as far as I'm here.
In theory, you put your wine spring on the candlestick tray, you can move the candlestick after they've finished burning off the table. Yeah. For what you're saying.
Yeah.
In theory. Yeah.
Your case in theory is not so. You made the theory is more, but you're not practicing. Because very often, I remember many years ago when I came to Manchester. It's not so posh, because many years ago we came to Manchester. I must say, these wheelie bins came out. So I was eating by a very kosher rov, and I remember one rov in town suggested that these wheelie bins that you take out on Yom Tov, if you take out Yom Tov, you want to put back in again. If you tie a red ribbon, onto the dustbin. Yeah. Then that dustbin becomes a bosisli issa beheta. The rubbish is all issa, and the ribbon is worth more. The ribbon's got more hashiv, it's not the rubbish. So it's a bosisli issa beheta, and then you can bring the dustbin back in again. You think it's a good eater. It's a good eater, yeah?
It's got to be valuable.
The rubbish is worth nothing. We've got no hashiv at all, you don't want to eat one thing out. This is what we're saying. The ribbon's worth much more than the rubbish. The rubbish is throwing out, it's getting a dustbin, you don't want it.
It's rubbish.
It's rubbish.
It's worth
money, but
you know,
use
that
rubbish.
Okay, tie your ring.
So what? On that, the Rob said it was a good timer, the rice doesn't have the answer. Because that's clean and sure the Rob. Someone's got a candlestick.
Right.
And he hangs a jewellery or hangs something onto the candlestick. To make it a boss, it's a not a tray, on the canvas itself. On the canvas itself, a boss is a lot. Because since it's miyuchad for candles, it's not miyuchad for it's not going to help. So that's clear, something which is miyuchad for one thing, only for osa, for issa things, it doesn't help to put a heter on it. A candlestick tray in many houses is only miyuchad for candlesticks. It's not used for other things at all during the week. I mean, if you've got a tray in the house and you use it for other things during the week, or Shabbos sometimes, and you use it for heads of things and iss of things, then you can say that you put a ring on it, it's really good. If you've got a candlestick tray in the chow, which you only use for candlesticks, that the chow is much worse. That the chow is much worse, yeah? That the chow is much worse to put a ring on. So I'm not saying not everyone holds that, I'm saying that the chow is more problematic. Here, this bowl over here, we're talking about. It's filler. Or your wife's ring, or a little toy car in the bowl, and then you put it underneath the water leaking, or under the oil that's leaking. That's water. So that would be an
issue. Why is the bucket not worth more than the water itself?
The bucket's not a problem. The bucket's heter.
Yeah.
The shy is what? No.
The bucket's in the water.
A bucket is worth more. Every boss is like that. Every time something supports something else.
Why is
the
boss not?
Mukhsa overrides what it's sitting on. Mukhsa has an effect on what it sits on to affect it.
But not on something else which is sitting on.
So that would be an eater. I'm saying that's a poshta eater. Someone's got a leak in such a case over here. Like this, yeah, that's a poshta eater. That a person could put something heter inside the bucket or inside the bowl.
Move it.
What?
Then you
can
move it.
It's a shiv. Don't forget, you've still got issa in there. Yeah. So then you could get rid of it. That's a simple eater. I must tell you, Rabbi Yisai, it's not so simple as bittul kiri meyachomer. I'll tell you why. This is the Orech Shabbos. I mean, the Maisa, a lot of poskim say this actually. What would you say to this? I know you think it's funny. Let's say someone's got in a washing basket, a dirty towel. Not dirty, I mean, it has to be washed in the washing machine. Mai said, now he gets a smidge on Shabbos, let's say of oil. Can he wipe up that towel, the oil with the towel? That is what I'm asking. Is bittul kiri meyachomer only on a utensil or even on a garment? That towel, when it was in a washing basket, was still usable, really. Someone wants to dry their hands and you could use it.
Wughai, you want to use it for the oil?
What?
Wughai.
Oh, yeah. Now, the shag is to go further and use that towel now to make it that you want to wipe up the spillage. Is that allowed? That lechur is not so posh.
You take a tissue and you use it.
That's true. You might have
a tissue.
Come to tissues. Yeah, so that's an
issue. Take a tissue, you're about to the tissue.
Oh, very good. So my next shower comes. Now, the next shower is like this. Are you allowed to wipe up the oil? Can you blow your nose in Shabbos?
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're mavatal that tissue.
It's not made, it's made for this.
So many pots you take on. That's quite right. That something which is only is made for that, that is no problem to kill me chole. That is his stumptious bit for that.
So it's
a dusting bag. The chole, that's a good shayla. Someone makes it, puts a new dusting bag in his dustbin on Erev Shabbos. And Friday night he comes along, wants to put all the fish bones inside the dustbin, yeah, in the dustbin bag. Is that problem to kill me chole? So you could have said the chole it is. Now that bag is now muksa. On that, many poskim say, like you're saying, that that's not a problem. Because that dustbin bag is only miyuchad for that. It's miyuchad only for rubbish. And who wanted the chole dustbin itself? Yeah.
If I take a test for bag,
I'm coming back to this. This is now an interesting question. I'm going to come to that now. So the chole, this I don't know about 100%. What would you say you got a normal carry bag, especially nowadays, where the carry bags are reusable? Is it a problem or someone's got a dirty napkin?
A Tesco bag,
that's been, he's bought it, and very often these bags are not, they're not cheap, I mean they're 10 pence, people don't throw them away straight away, they're reusable. Is it a problem to someone's got a dirty napkin in the to put it in the Tesco bag?
They're going to reuse it, so...
Now you're not, I mean, you could have reused it beforehand. So that, if it's a nappy liner, a nappy bag, that's clear, there's no problem there. It's meyuchah for that purpose, to put a nappy in there, there's no problem. The chayra, what we're asking now though is, even a cheap carrier bag, these cheap carrier bags, which are, you know, they use once and then throw out.
A nettle bag,
you pay for
it. A bag which is made for one time use, these cheap plastic bags, which you make for one time use, and then once you put it in, you throw it out. That, I can understand, is no problem. But I'm talking about these bags that are slightly more expensive, a Tesco bag.
Bag for life. It's bag for life.
Bag for life, yeah. Those bags over there, is that a problem to put now in it an empty little bag? What?
No, they suggest to you bag for life, you can do it whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's a bucket, you can do it whatever you want.
No, a bucket's made to be used for many times. That's possible. A bag, a plastic bag is up to you, it's 10 pence.
But here bags.
What?
No, that's material bags.
That's much worse. I'm talking about a Tesco
bag. Yeah, but even the health and savers bags, you stash them at home to reuse it.
It's not a carry bag. He's a bit makeable here. I think he's a bit makeable in what do you call it, the shovels. That's really because a lot of these bags are made for one-time use. I mean, even though it depends what you put in it. Sometimes you can reuse them. Sometimes they're made for short term. So this point is a bit of a grey area. It's an interesting point though. I mean, it's a cheap bag. That's claw. A nappy liner bags. That's possibly you can throw it. That's made for that. It's no problem at all. We're just clearing on the bags that are used a bit more. That's a bit more of an issue. While our customers finish, I haven't got time to do this. One of our customers, interesting question.
What's the name of us?
That's an interesting question. The name of us itself.
Miyuchad.
Oh, so let's say it's miyuchad. That could be better. Let's say it's not miyuchad. You decide to take another bowl for tonight. Yeah. And you empty out you wash your hands with negavasa, and now you've made the bowl, the chayra, is that water muksa? Now, it's not usable for washing, pashas, that water's got ruach on it. Is that allowed to be done? So you're quite right what you're saying, I'm trying to think about this, I'm afraid, it's a bit of a lochus topic, actually. In Shin Lamachem, so I'm not trying to go through this, Shin Lamachem, the Chot Chaim is wondering about this, how you can wash negavasa on Shabbos. Why is it not Shabbat to go to the Chemist? So I think what you're all saying is quite right, actually. Many of us have got special Kedem Yuchat for that.
And then what's
and
that?
Then there's no better Kedem Yuchat, it's like a dustbin.
Well, what's that to move it?
Move is another shine. Now there's another shine moving it. That's another shine, yeah? So that could be, it's like a gruffial ray. It's not pleasant having a room, Ruach Rod. Like many people are making. But I'm inside, I've shadowed little Kedem Yuchat, that we have to speak about it, so I'm all right.
Yeah, of course.